A lot of people already approached me and said, what are we going to do? Our preaching staff is gone. What's the sermon? Well, now's the time. So we were thinking as a worship team, Pastor Candace leads up the worship team here at King of Peace, and we were trying to think of what we would do when all of our preaching staff went off to Canada. And what we decided was that, you've probably heard these words a lot, we at King of Peace do a blended worship. And what that means is that we try to speak to you no matter who you are, no matter where you come from. If you walk in those doors, we hope that you'll see yourself in the service, that you'll see something that it makes you comfortable, that makes you feel at home. But then if we're doing that for everybody, chances are that not every song is going to be that way. And what Pastor Candace has said time and time again, and I love this, the difference between a healthy church and an unhealthy church is that in an unhealthy church, if you hear a song or a part of the worship service that makes you uncomfortable, you focus on that and you say, oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't know why we have to do that. And in a healthy church, if you you know that there's something that speaks to you, and when you hear something that maybe you're not familiar with or it kind of makes you feel weird, you look across the aisle and you see who's really praying in that moment, who's really moved. And that's what we strive to be here at King of Peace. So, getting to the sermon, based on that, what we decided we would do is ask people in our congregation to talk about songs that really have importance to them. We had asked three people, and one had to go out of town for a family emergency. So it is my great pleasure to introduce the other two. And the first speaker this morning is going to be Gloria Witherspoon. And the second speaker this morning is going to be Ray Selvey. So let's give them a round of applause. Yeah, and I think now's a good time to thank everybody, Robbie and everybody, and Millie and David and Lillian and Ray and Gloria and everybody up there and everybody here that has worked so hard to fill in all the holes and make this service very special. So if you're here for the first time, this is not our normal worship service, but just thank you, everybody. So without further ado, Gloria.
I did not want to do this, but Reverend Candace said we need to come out of our comfort zone. Amen. So here I am. I was born and raised in St. Petersburg, Florida, when the city was segregated. I was born in Mercy Hospital, which was a Negro hospital. I have been in recovery for over 15 years. I have survived 3 bouts of cancer. Oh, thank you. I have survived 3 bouts of cancer and the death of a child. I have been to Israel, which was a trip of a lifetime. And with inspiration is defined as the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. I'm not tired yet. It's a gospel song presented by the Mississippi Mass Choir. This song reminds me of the struggles humanity, especially the struggles Christians have endured, and that the journey is not yet over and being tired is not an excuse. Others before me didn't quit. The journey continues, so must I. And the song in the line in the song reads, run with patience, the race set before me. After meditation and prayer in the mornings, I listen to this song. On a daily basis, I'm reminded that there's work to be done. In the wake of the tragedies happening around the world, and especially here in a country where we proclaim that all are free, I have to be reminded that the work to be done includes me. And if I choose to make excuses for sitting on my laurels, I'm not doing what God has set before me. I'm not looking to others as to what they are doing or not doing. I'm not the boss who sits and tells others what to do. We each have a gift. If I use my gift along with others, as we follow the law of God, we can make a difference. Love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. And this song reminds me that I'm running and working for Jesus, running by grace and running by mercy. Thank you.
Mr. Ray Selvey.
When Candace asked me to do this, I should have said no. However, when I was young, my mother could not go to church because of health reasons. So I was raised in a non-church atmosphere until I was about 8 or 9 years old. And my aunt got me to go to the Presbyterian church where she went. So I went there, I joined the Cub Scouts, enjoyed it. I wasn't really familiar with the sermon part of the service, but I survived it until we got a new pastor. And the first thing he did was to dissolve the scout troop that I was belonging. And I made friends with one of my classmates, who happened to be the son of the Baptist preacher just down the street. So I started going to the Baptist church and went there for a number of years. And the son did not like his dad. He just didn't like him. And they had a big quarrel, a big falling out, and Bill Jr. changed his name to Garth. Well, things went along fine, and I made a lot of friends at the Baptist church, and we had a revival, and Reverend Romney Pierce, who was a neighbor of Billy Graham there in Charlotte, and he was the guest speaker at the revival. And one of the invitation song that day was Just As I Am. And that song spoke to me so much that it told me that God did love me no matter what. And I went on from there. And now when I hear that song, it's like a complete sermon to me. Just as I am, God loves us no matter. If we fill our lives with love and not criticism, our lives will change. There's no way to stop it. And now I can listen to that song and have my own personal sermon and know that God does love me. So we have to fill our lives with love and not criticism. Thank you.